Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chatting Sherry. Tonight we're going to be chatting with Bryce Baxter. He's a up-and-coming actor. He was a method actor with the Strasbourg Theatre Institute. He has some really good shows coming up. He's in Miss Fisher and The Crypt of Tears. He's in Redemption Day and Good Omens and Greetings from Isis. I'm really happy to have chatted with him. He's a very delightful gentleman. Now, this show is recorded earlier, so please don't call in. Here's Bryce.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sherry, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm so excited to finally talk to you. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm happy we got to schedule this.
I wanted you to tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, your background, how did you become an actor, a little bit about that.
Yes, of course. First of all, thank you for having me. I'm really glad we're getting to, you know, talk and discover each other through this talk as well. So, first of all, so I was born in Switzerland, so in Europe, and brought to Morocco because my mother is French Moroccan and my dad is British Czech. So
wow.
And so they had me in Switzerland. I was raised in Morocco, so it's quite a mix. I'm quite mixed, and I grew up here in Morocco, then studied in New York and went and lived in London and studied there as well for about 7 years. So spent a third of my life in Morocco, a third abroad, and now I'm back and working and traveling in between Morocco and the UK a lot.
Wow, what a mixture of a background. I mean, the nationality, what diversity, how cool is that?
I'm a mess. I never know, you know, when people ask me where I'm from, I'm like, I don't know.
I call it being a mutt. I am one too. I have, like, I'm Romanian, German, Russian, French, and English.
That's already too long.
I shouldn't be able to talk to myself.
Yeah. That's the beauty in about the States, right? It's like you guys are from everywhere, and it's a mixture, you know, of everything. And that's what I love about, you know, your country. And that's what's beautiful about the States. You guys are from everywhere. You're a bit like I am.
Yeah. And especially, both my parents were born in New York, so I can relate to the New York part of your life.
Yeah, I mean, New York was just like the first thing that came to my mind when I wanted to, you know, study acting. I hesitated with Los Angeles, obviously, because it's always, you know, it's the mecca of acting. But as a young student, I was advised to go to New York, which I think was a great choice because it's, I think, much more of a, you know, a student city, and it's more welcoming for a 19-year-old than Los Angeles.
Which school did you go to?
So I attended the Lee Strasberg Theatre and Film Institute there.
Coolness.
Yeah. It was nice. It was one of the most beautiful experiences in my life, really, to be honest. It taught me so much, not only about acting, but about people, about humans, about, you know, understanding each other and trying to understand each other and understand characters, what we go through as humans. And I just really, really, it changed my life. I would recommend it to anyone, not even to someone who would want to be an actor, but, you know, simply to someone who would want to broaden its horizon a little more. So
I think taking an acting class is a very good thing for, I was very shy when I was young, and one of the things, reasons my parents kind of encouraged me to take acting was to break me out of that.
That's incredible. It's exactly what happened to me.
Isn't that interesting? It's sort of like a thing to socialize you.
Yeah, it's exactly what happened to me. My parents were advised to send me to see, some kind of a shrink or something when I was young because I was a bit distracted and never really present. Probably had, ADD without really realizing back then. And I was just like, and they were like, you know, instead of sending him to someone, let him socialize through, like, some kind of, like, an activity. And let acting be that activity, since he's a bit shy and not, you know, he's a bit introverted as well. So, and now I think they regret it because they've lost a senior, stable career and something very straightforward. And I'm like, you know, no, I want to be an actress. And they're like, we have a laugh about that all the time because it's very funny.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Why did we send them to acting?
I swear to God, that's what they say now. Really, all the time. They actually were. My mother was a little more sneaky back then. She secretly said, and I mean, after a couple of years after that, she told me that she actually thought, you know, it was going to be a very intense and big realization for me, and I was going to be like, oh, you know, it's not for me. I'm just going to go back to something stable. And when I came back and I told her, I love acting even more, she was like, oh, no, it didn't work. So, yeah.
Oops. Oh, well. So you went to Lee Strasberg, which, great acting. Legendary acting. Did you actually learn from, were the Strasbergs around when you went, or did somebody else teach you?
No, so we had most of the teachers that were that worked closely to Lee Strasberg back in the 80s, 70s, most of them were still there. Got to have a great acting teacher. Her name was Hope Arthur. She was amazing. She passed away, unfortunately, 4 years ago, I think. So I graduated like 10 years ago already. So I was lucky enough to, you know, to train with her and a lot of other great teachers. I mean, Anna Strasberg as well. I mean, his daughter, Lee's daughter, is always attached to the school. She comes, does a lot of talks, organizes a lot of talks with, you know, famous actors who've made it and can, you know, share their experience with us as well. So she's always around. There's always, you know, family members around, you know, to keep the structure going. It's like a home. When you're 19 years old and in New York and a bit lost and worried about everything, but also very excited and eager to discover the world, Strasberg is an amazing home for a young actor, really, truly.
Are you in any of the audiences of the Actors Studio that filmed?
What do you mean? When I was at Strasberg?
When you were a student at Strasberg, you know how they have the Actors Studio and they have the actors, the kids that are in the senior class being there and they're asking these really famous people questions.
It's a
TV series.
I think it was called Inside the Actors Studio, right? That that show, right?
Yeah.
And I attended one with, what was her name? Kate Hudson, I think, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, I've attended one the first semester. Yeah, it was 10 years ago, I think. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was it.
I'll have to see if I can find you.
Try to find me.
Try to find you. Are you hiding?
I had long hair.
No, I love those because the way they talk, when actors talk to students, it's different than when they're being interviewed for a show. It's like, I saw Lucille Ball and on YouTube talking to students for the studio. No, it was later. It was something else. But she was talking to students, and they were asking her questions. And she gave the best, most down-to-earth, real answers, not the kind of answers you give a Merv Griffin or something. It was fascinating. And you saw the real Lucy, too. You saw the very serious, direct Lucy. It was fascinating. That's the kind of thing I like.
No, you're very right. It's so different. I've also realized that when they give an interview for, like, the press, it's so different. But when they talk to, you know, like, students, you actually see a little more. There's more substance because, like, they're able to, you know, share their craft more and what they do daily, and I think it's I love that show. I think I've watched every interview that, you know, YouTube allows you to watch.
Me too. I love it too. It's one of my favorite shows. So I wanted to ask you some questions about some of the inspiration as an actor, and also, of course, some of the shows you've done. When you're working on your characters, are you the type of actor who works from the inside out or the outside in? But since you did Strasberg, I would say the inside out, right?
I was thinking, because, you know, I think the craft, I mean, and especially your techniques as an actor, like, evolve constantly, and even Strasberg taught us that, like, you know, that in the end, we will probably end up with our own method, although we are taught one method, because, like, every actor has their own, you know, process in the back. So what I think is that I tend, and yeah, I have a huge respect for Strasberg and my training, so I would say that I tend to go from the inside out, just because, like, I like to discover what happened to my character in the past, its social background, discover everything that is going to allow me to really portray the character I'm playing as accurately as possible, because, like, it really needs to be. I think if you go from the inside out, you obviously create a backbone story to your character, and, you know, like, experiences that he's gone through, what he's like, you can literally create and imagine a whole life for that person. So if once you have this settled, and you read the script, and you obviously respect the script, the writing, the given circumstances, that's what they're called as well, what's in the script that I can't really change, my age, my social background, everything. So you respect the writer first and everything he's given you, and then everything that is, you know, not really described there is up to your imagination. So I think that once you have this whole backbone story created, it's easier for you to, like, you know, like, work on your physical motions, everything, the everything you're gonna, like, portray physically. But I think you need to discover the inside of your character in order, you know, to let you have all those little details that you can add that will complete the performance in the end, and that's more physical, I think. But you really need to, I mean, from my perspective at least, you know, work on the inside first, and then the outside will seem very natural because of all this work I've just described.
Yep, makes sense to me. I know there are actors who feel, there was one actress, I can't remember who it was, who said that she got her character from the shoes. Once she put the shoes on, she knew exactly how. Once she knew, she got the shoes on, she knew how she was going to walk, which helped her to get to the way the character's physique was, which helped her get to her inside. So she was the opposite. And I just think it's interesting how every actor has their own tiny little in to what they want to create.
Yeah, their process, yeah.
Yeah, fascinating. So. What is the first really good job that you got that you were like, I'm an actor?
Well, you never really know. Each, you know, new project, you're like, maybe it's that one. Maybe I was an actor before. Maybe I wasn't an actor before. You're always like, was I an actor on that one? But I'd say, let me think now, because it's been almost 10 years. I'd say... maybe 2012, that TV reality gig, Plain Jane, when I was called on it. I mean, it was not really, I wasn't really expecting, I was called as an actor. I mean, my agent was called and they were like, you know, does he want to come? And I was like, I thought it was a TV reality, everything was real, you know? And then they were like, no, well, I mean, you know, the main actors are real, or the main story, but we need actors, you know, for some scenes and everything. So I was like, okay, great, I'm in. And I was just thrown off on this set one day for like 24 hours. And I had, so that girl was like trying to build her confidence, and she had to go through an intense process of speed dating. And at some point she was supposed to like speed date with, like, I think a French guy. And so they've asked me to come and play that French guy. And they literally don't give you anything on TV reality. So they call you as an actor. So show up there with your, like, you know, your process, you're ready, you're like, what am I going to be asked for? They said improvisation, everything, so I was a bit scared. Show up, and they were like, okay, so this girl, you see her over there, you just go to her, and you just, like, start flirting with her for, like, 5 minutes, and please make her feel uncomfortable. I was like, but, can you guys feed me any lines? Could you tell me anything else? They're like, no, you go there, and she's actually going to just try to, you guys are going to have to adapt and create a real conversation from scratch. So it was really, and she wasn't supposed to know I was an actor, because I think they wanted guys with a bit of confidence. So, and, you know, that knew the camera a little. So, like, that's why the selected actors. But, I mean, in the end, she did end up with one of the five actors for, like, you know, quite a while, and also went on a date with him. So, I mean, it could have been real if, you know, I would have gone with the process of, like, actually, you know, getting a date from her, which I didn't.
Oh, my God. So it was major improvisation.
Yes, and yeah, so that's why I was hesitating earlier when you were like, what was your first acting job? That was my first acting job, and I was like, is it really acting for me? So I'm like, you know, so you never really know. But I'd say that my first real project started in, like, about 2 years ago, and it was obviously because you know my path a little now, and it was on Good Omens, mm-hmm. So that new TV show that's about to come out soon. And it was a very small experience. It was, a beautiful one, but, I mean, I had a very minor part. In the end, I don't even think it's going to be featured in the pilot, to be honest, because when we were filming it, the director already had hesitation about the whole scenes we were filming, which one was going to make the cut and everything, because it's such a beautiful book that everyone has been waiting for, that they've ended up with so much material that they had, you know, to cut down what was what they couldn't really include. So I still don't know, because I think it's going to come out in, like, about 6 days now. It's on the 31st of May, not even five, on the 5th? Yes, yeah. On the 31st of May. So, yeah, so it's in 5 days, 6 days. And I know I'm still featured in the pilot for sure. And I was lucky enough to be part of, like, I think 10, 11 scenes back then. And it was an amazing experience, amazing. It felt like being on Game of Thrones, and, you know, like, just everyone, the feeling, everyone knew we were, like, you know, filming something that was going to be huge, and people really wanted to, you know, the public really wanted that story for a very long time, because it was attached to Robin Williams for a while, and great actors in the past, but it never really got done. So because of budget, I think, and because of, you know, as well, VFX and everything, technology didn't allow that story to be told 10 years ago, but it did, you know, about 2 years, 3 years ago when I was on the project. So it felt very special, because everyone, all the crew, all the actors, everyone knew they were very lucky to be on the TV show, and it felt like a blessing for everyone, and it was very professional. I had a couple of lines back then, I think. I got to be with David Tennant and Michael Sheen in a scene as well,
oh,
which
cool.
I think will still be featured in the in the pilot.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're great. They're great actors, amazing people, very, very nice people. I was surprised, because obviously, as you are, I was a big fan, and when I got to work with them, they were so down to earth, so welcoming. Especially when you're a young actor, you're in your 20s, and, you know, you get to be with those calibers, and you're like, wow, you know, you're always a bit, you know, stressed and worried, and very nice people, very nice people. So I'm very lucky, and I'm very happy to see it, you know, come to life in a few days. It's beautiful.
It's really exciting. And they're both such character actors. You never know what kind of parts they're going to do.
It's true. I felt, because I'm such a fan, you know, Good Omens, that I've, like, although I was lucky enough to be part of it for, like, a week or 2 weeks, have, like, gone on following up all the news. Like, if I was one of many fans, you know, like, I was just a fan. I'm a fan. I still follow everything online, and I'm like, from what I've understood from an interview that I think Neil Gaiman gave, like, about a year ago. That I don't think they're planning on extending it. Like, it's meant to be a mini, like, series kind of thing, and it's not meant to, you know, go to the second season or a third season or anything. So I think they're just gonna respect the original book and just make it one, a 6-episode TV show for, you know, everyone to get to see the movie. I mean, the book they've loved so much into, you know, a very long, and a very long kind of movie, kind of like set. It was meant, I think in the beginning they were planning on making maybe a movie out of it, but they realized that the story was so rich, they needed a bit of, you know, more time to explain everything. So that's why they went on for, like, I think it's 6 episodes. So they went with a 6-episode TV show, but I think they're just going to stop there after that.
Aww.
Yeah. That's confirmed. That's everywhere out there, so I can't say that.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. What do you think about a series today being so short? I mean, 8 weeks, 12 weeks for a season. It's just kind of, well, I grew up when they were like really long, like 30 weeks or 29 weeks and stuff. I mean, nowadays, by the time you're really getting into it, it's done.
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't know. I think the world has changed so much with all those platforms. You have Amazon Prime, Netflix, HBO. I've heard Disney's coming with a new one. Everyone's coming with their own platform. So I feel like people are bombarded by, like, you know, by content now, and they need TV shows of, I think, just, I don't know, want to maximize the time they're given on those platforms. You know, like, there's always a new trend, new movie, a new TV show to watch, and I don't know, I think that, I mean, it's beautiful from an actress, like, you know, point of view. I can't complain, because there's way more work out there, and constantly more work now with all, I mean, this expansion that the world is seeing. But it's true that for the public, it's a bit, as you were saying, it feels like you just, like, I don't know, I'm more like you. I like to get attached to a character and, like, you know, stick with it for a while and to get to know the character. And I guess now it's a bit short, but they also, I feel like, I don't know, they come with the new seasons a little quicker than they used to do back in the days as well. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Nah, it depends.
Yeah, well, Game of Thrones is not an example, right?
No, and I'm a big fan of a series that's called The Orville. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah.
I love it. But it takes like a year between.
Oh, well, see it this way. If it takes a year, it's quality content. They're taking their time to deliver something beautiful for you guys. So
oh, yeah.
That's it.
And I think most of that time is writing, because the writing on that show is incredibly superb. but that's my opinion.
No, I'm sorry, I haven't watched the show yet, so I can't give you my insight on this one. But I'm sure you're right.
That's just my opinion. I just use it as an example because it just finished their season. So you reminded me.
You've kept you on the edge, and now you're like,
will it be renewed? Will it be renewed? Yeah, it got renewed. Yay!
What happens next? I want to know what happens next.
Now, you know that I have to ask you about this because there's a lot of fans out there who want to know about it. I want to know about Miss Fisher, Crypt of Tears. I know you're in it. You play Captain Templeton. Can you tell us? I know you can't tell us a lot, but can you tell us some of it?
What I can try to tell you is, first of all, it was another amazing experience, and this one was filmed in Morocco, I mean, part of it, so that was beautiful. I mean, when you're able to, you know, to film in one of your many countries, in my case, like, it's always a good feeling. So, like, I was home, and so I think from what I'm able to tell you is that it's obviously going to be amazing. It's really faithful to the TV show, but it's also very different because it's a movie, so it's totally, it's the way they've approached the story while being faithful to the characters and everything that the public has been following for 7 years is just amazing, because I think they're gonna surprise positively a lot of people.
Yeah.
yes, it's going out of I don't know, out of the comfort zone that you guys were maybe used to after 7 years of, you know, the TV show. It's like, you know, it's a little like Miss Fisher going international kind of thing. You know, it's very interesting. So I think you guys are gonna love that. And it's I love how they try to focus on the, you know, the Middle East and the situation as well back then, and to, you know, bring both stories together. And I think this is what's going to really appeal to the fans. They're going to get to see a very 1001 Nights, you know, Miss Fisher kind of like movie. So that's beautiful. And so from my perspective, I think I'm being very careful with my words right now. I'm really trying to see what I can say without being yelled at by my agent a little later on when he sees this. But so really, Captain Templeton is a very minor part as well. I'm very happy because this, although my character is like, you know, it makes a small appearance in the movie, he's quite central to this, to the story as well. So although I might just be in a scene or two, my character's involvement is brought back by the main characters a lot of the time along the show. So that I'm allowed to say.
No, okay.
I can't do this more. But I think you guys are right to be big fans and to be waiting for it, because it's full of surprises. And I've seen my it's so weird because I'm also trying to be very careful with my mother, who's a big fan of the show as well. She's trying to ask me for so many questions, and she's so not good at keeping her mouth shut. I'm very careful with what I tell her, so I'm just trying to be safe here. But no, please go watch it, wait for it, and I feel like it's not going to disappoint anyone. In contrary, it's gonna appeal to a lot of people, and I think everyone's going to petition to get the second one as soon as the first one is out.
Wow, that's so cool. You're funny. You won't tell your mom.
Oh, no, yeah. I just told you more than I've ever told my mom. Because my mom would have, like, I think it would have been worse than talking to, you know, the press or anyone. She's like, shit, it would have already been everywhere. So, no. But it's definitely I'm sorry I'm not allowed to say more, and I think it's I'm just trying to think really, really hard of what I could tell and, like, you know, feed you with. And but no,
well,
not much, Gary. Yeah, we're gonna have to wait.
Can you tell a little bit about working with the cast?
Yes, that I can try to tell you about. So I don't have any scenes with Ezra, Nathan, and I just have one scene with, but I think Jonathan wasn't in the, the actor I had a scene with was never really part of the TV show. I didn't watch the last season, so I'm not sure if Jonathan came in yet, but I think not. I think he's a new character as well. So I got my scene with Jonathan, so, and I'm really... It's a very beautiful one. I've had a great Australian actress that I was working with called Nicole Chamoun. She's also from, I think, she's half Lebanese, half Australian. She's on quite a few shows in Australia at the moment. Beautiful young actress. She is killing it. Everyone wants her on her show at the moment. She's completed a couple of shows, I think, for Hulu as well. So she's about also my age. It was lovely working with her. She flew in from Australia for that scene, so we had a lot of fun shooting it. But I got to meet, I was on set for a second day as well, and I got to meet the whole cast. Everyone was so kind.
How great.
And I have so many pictures that I wish I could share, but I can't yet. So I'm like, but I've met them, so I can prove it to the world. Amazing cast, great people, and I've actually, the vibes were amazing because I had a very intense scene. From a character's point of view, it was very dramatic, so a lot was required emotionally, and a couple of the actors were around on set that day, and the second day everyone came up to me and told me that, you know, my acting was great, and that they really encouraged me to go on with my acting career, and, you know, when it comes from people that have, like, you know, worked so much and are so experienced, it really, really warmed my heart. And so I'm really grateful for the cast to have welcomed me so kindly for the couple of days I was on, you know, on set. And it was a beautiful experience. The whole team, I had never worked with Australians before. The whole team was so fun, so warm, so kind. I really hope there's a second one, and I really hope it goes on in Morocco. You know,
come back to Morocco.
It's beautiful. The sceneries in this country are just amazing. So it's so easy for movies to come here and film whatever they want to film, really, because they have a very big diversity of landscapes in Morocco that just, you know, directors love. So it's great.
Well, I know they shoot it a lot there. I mean, and Morocco seems to be the place they go for every place they're going to be supposedly shooting in the Middle East and Africa.
Yes, because it's a safe country. It's, I think, one of the only countries that can now, you know, say that it's quite, like, almost 100%, like, you know, as safe as, like, Spain to film a movie in or anything. So it's very cheap labor. It gives you great, it's, as you said, it's called the Hollywood of Africa now. Like, it's, we've had Batman's, I think, James Bond, Man in Black 4, John Wick just filmed here as well. A lot of great movies are coming here as well. I mean, it's very weird because I've never saw Morocco as, like, the country. I mean, I thought I would have moved to LA, you know, by now already, but, Morocco's just been booming so much with great projects that I've been called here a lot, so I haven't had the time to make that move to LA yet, because most movies that are casted in LA or produced in LA just come and film in Morocco. So sometimes that's also why I am an advantage to these productions, you know, from abroad, because when they come here, they're happy to find talents that they can work with from here instead of, you know, making them fly all the way from their countries to Morocco. So it's been my niche, to be honest, and it's been working quite well so far. So I'm really happy to see Morocco taking such a, you know, important place on this stage of entertainment in the world. It's very, very nice to see.
Did it all start with the Sex and the City movie? Is that how the big boom started?
Oh, no, really. I mean, you know, Lawrence of Arabia as well was filmed here.
Oh, I mean, that was... I mean lately.
Yeah.
Not classic.
It started back, I think, when Black Hawk Down came and filmed here in 2001. When I was still in high school, I went to an American high school here in Morocco. But when I was in high school, I had the opportunity my last year of high school, when I was in 12th grade, to be on this movie as a stand-in for Leonardo DiCaprio on Body of Lies. It was filming in Morocco. That's how I started, you know, really discovering the camera when I was young, because it's not really an acting job, but you get to be on set for 2 months and be, like, kind of a light double for the main actors. So, like, I got to interact with the actors. It was filmed by Ridley Scott back then as well, by a lot of people. Russell Crowe was on it. Great people were on this movie. So when I was only 17, 18, that experience allowed me to, you know, like, to learn a lot. And this is when I discovered that I wanted to, you know, go and train in New York and understand the camera a little more before actually becoming an actor. So Morocco's, like, since I've been, you know, aware of, since I was, like, 15, 16, 17, it was already welcoming a lot of, like, great production. I was an extra, like, as I played, like, a U.S. extra, like, as a journalist in Green Zone with Matt Damon back then as well for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It was a great experience. And all of that when I was only 17, 18, 19 years old, you know. So, like, I think Morocco is a great, great platform if you want to make it in the industry without maybe having all the competition you would have in you know, on the West Coast and in the U.S.
I think it's fascinating. And it's true. You're right about doing D.H. Lawrence Arabia there and stuff like that. I mean, I know that it has a very rich history of filmmaking in Morocco.
Yeah, no, it does.
Now, when I know you did another movie, Redemption. Can you talk about that?
Yes. So that's actually yeah, you're talking to a young actress. I've made a few appearances in all those great TV shows and movies I've mentioned before. So, and now Redemption Day, so that's how it's called. I guess I could say that it's my first big role that I was given. So I'm really happy. I was given great parts in the past as well. I didn't mention my independent projects, but it's nothing that, you know, was had the opportunity to be spread it in the world in any, you know, possible way. So the one, the Redemption Day one, I think is the first project that, I mean, I guess I'm not being pretentious in any ways, but that the whole world will be able to see and see me, you know, in as well. I have the second lead, I mean male lead in the movie, so maybe the third character in the movie. So it's gonna be interesting. I think it's half American, half Moroccan. So it's the story is everything is in English, but the story is set, starts in New York, and 80% of it then goes to Morocco and stays in Morocco. So it's going to be an action movie. It's very much about what happened. I mean, it's a beautiful project. I'm just trying to find the right words to describe it. It's basically this guy who's like was a U.S. Marines Medal of Honor and all the shebang in the back, and goes back to America, has PTSD, and his wife is an archaeologist, and she basically, we discovered, and that's a true fact, like about 2 years ago, some human bones in Morocco that were dated back to, I think, 300,000 years old back, like, which is, I think it pushed back the whole humanity back by like 100,000 years. I'm not sure, but like, I mean, if you follow all of that online, it tells you.
So, actually,
like,
I'm a big archaeology person, so yeah, I do know about that.
Okay, great. So that's the whole, like, you know, story starts on that. So she comes to Morocco to discover these human bones, to discover the country, everything that is so beautiful about Morocco. And she goes next to Algeria, so at the border in between Morocco and Algeria, and there's a lot of rebel groups over there, and there's one, there's a terrorist group that just come and abducts her when she's, you know, like, while discovering all these bones, and she just gets basically this guy, her husband, played by Gary Dordain. I don't know if you remember Gary Dordain from CSI Miami, and you know all these. He was a great actor and such an amazing person to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so he comes back to Morocco, and then in the story, you understand that we met at war in Syria, and now his wife has been kidnapped in Morocco. I play a Secret Service agent for Morocco, and he calls on me from the U.S. and tells me that his wife has been abducted and that he's going to come to Morocco and try to find her back, and that she's probably in Algeria by now, and that he's going to require all the help he can from me. And that's when I intervene and come in the movie. So then we spend the entire time trying to, you know, and I'm not going to tell you if we find her back or not.
Of course.
There's meant to be a redemption day too as well. So it's that's the whole story. But it's very interesting because the director and producers wanted to have a different approach, you know, towards what was terrorism, what is the Arab world, how, you know, everything. Like, you'll see, the movie is very interesting because it shows you that even those groups those fringe groups don't really, you know, act alone, and there's always some kind of, like, you know, involvement from a big company in the back, you know, or from, like, you know, another country or something. So it's very much of a thriller, and you discover a little more about how politics are done internationally, and it's very interesting. And I'm very, very proud to be part of this project because we gathered an amazing cast. We got Andy Garcia to play our U.S. ambassador in Morocco as well, so it's amazing. Robert Knieper from, you know, Prison Break is also plays a senator in a movie, great part, amazingly well as well. We have Sarinda Swan, who is on Coroner at the moment, has her own show, beautiful and stunning actress. We've had Ernie Hudson as well came in and played Gary's dad in a movie, so a great cast. And I was blessed with this part because it was kind of like the director is an all-time, you know, friend, and he really wrote, I think, the parts according to my persona, I'd say. Like he's taken a lot of, like, you know, the different languages I speak, all the different, you know, countries I'm from, and all of this is going to be in the movie as well. You're going to see me interact with people in French and Arabic and in English, and it's great. It's really, I'm blessed with this part, and I think it's going to be a great movie, and I can't wait for you guys to watch it as well.
You want make me want to see it right now. When's it coming out?
I think in 2020, so it's going to be
it's
our hands now. Yeah, it's out of our hands. It's always, you know, once the director and the actors have done their job, it all comes down to production and, you know, and distributors as well. And sometimes they just wait, you know, for the right time frame, for the right weekend, if it's MRO weekend, if it's that weekend, if it's not all up to us after that.
Well, that sounds really amazing. That's like that sounds like a movie I really want to see. That is really cool.
Yeah, I'm happy. Great, because that's what we were thinking when we were making it. We really hope the public and everyone's going to want to see it as much as we had fun filming it. So we really hope you guys are going to love it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got all these things. You got spies. You got archaeology. You got a father who loves his daughter. You got all the parts that I like. So I'll be there.
Sometimes you're a writer. You know what makes a good story, right?
Yeah, that's all cool. I love it. You said you had some independent projects. Did you want to talk about that? We have a little more time.
Yes. I mean, I completed last year an independent project that has actually not been out yet. So I'm still waiting on the release date as well. You know, sometimes it takes years for these projects to come out. But it was with great local and French actors as well, great, like, you know, young, I'd say young stars in France, and it's also a bit of like a political, you know, again, terrorism related project kind of thing. And it's a great cast. It's very different from Redemption Day or Good Omens or anything. It's and in this movie it was really intense because I played that part last year. And I was meant to play someone who pledged allegiance to ISIS, so obviously not a good thing, but from abroad. So, like, I was, like, kind of a UK resident who goes back to fight alongside that entity back in Syria. And when I was taking on the parts and I was reading it and considering it, I was like, okay, that's very far from what I usually play. But then I was like, you know, as actors, we have a responsibility to really, you know, like, portray what is happening in the world. And because I'm from such a mixed background, I know how to make the difference between, you know, unfortunately, and it's no one's fault, but it's the way the world is now, between, as people would say, and it's such a bad way to, you know, just categorize it this way, but good Muslim or bad Muslim. And people tend to, you know, just like mixing these little things. And when I did that movie, I really wanted to show that the director who approached me was like, you're going to play a bad guy. You're going to play someone who comes back from, like, you know, the US or the UK to fight alongside such a bad entity that, you know, ISIS is. And I want people to be very surprised when they see that on screen, because I want people to imagine that you'd be the guy that they would have dated or something if they would have met you in a bar, and that at the same time you can be charming, even, you know, like maybe sexy at times and stuff, and we see you going back, you know, and being totally brainwashed basically, and just like fight alongside something that has no value. And it was very, very intense for me, first of all, to say yes to the part, to understand how I was going to play that, because I believe it's all the opposite of what I am. And it's and I think it took me out of my comfort zone, got me to think outside the box, got me to learn a lot. And I think it also got me where I am today, and that I was able, you know, to do all this, you know, Redemption Day movie, which required a lot of, like, a lot of skills, you know, to be around so many brilliant and amazing actors, and having taken in the past projects, although independent, but I had, like, you know, a very, I think, a lot of substance and a very deep meaning really, well, got me ready for where I am today, you know, because it's only by breaking these, by breaking every patterns you have as an actor and going in front of the screen on all stage and just, like, you know, discovering yourself and discovering new characters, and this makes you stronger as an actor, that makes you better. So I saw it as a challenge back then. This project is still not out, but I think it's going to come out soon, and it should come out at least on this side of the world, so Morocco, France, and I'm happy I was part of this project, because I think I've given it my best.
Well, it's funny because it's like I've heard a lot of actors who's played a lot of bad guys, and they're really lovely people. I mean, like Anthony Hopkins played Hitler, or he played Silence of the Lamb. He's one of the nicest actors. He says, you know, once you play these monsters, he goes, you are the nicest person to your family and your friends.
It's really weird. It's hard to get in the zone so much for all these characters. Just speaking about it just brought me back to how much I trained for it and how hard it is to when you have to get in. I guess when you portray evil, like, you know, you really, I don't know, I'm a method actor, so maybe not all actors go through the same process, but when you play evil, yeah, it sounds cliche, but you would tend to have to, you know, research and study evil a little more. So it gets really intense for a person to just, you know, play a character for sometimes 5 weeks, you know, and just like having to play sometimes very, very horrible, you know, horrible actions or, you know, sentences, everything you say or do is bad, and you're like, what am I doing? But it's like, at the same time, it's fun, because you're like, you know, you're having fun. Acting is about having fun, but it's also about, you know, showing authenticity and truth to the audience. And it's always, as an actor, it's hard to, you know, when you want to deliver so much to the public, you always try to find all the possible ways to really get in character and keep that character alive, and sometimes even surprise the public as you go on with the story. And it's an intense process on an actor, I'm not going to lie. And especially the more evil I tend to go, the harder it gets, because, as you said, I think I consider myself quite warm, open, and kind, but I love going for those, like, you know, for those kind of characters that are, like, very opposite to what I am. And I think every actor is really, like, every actor I've met really do that, because they really just, like, it's what it's all about, you know, the fun of being an actor, and it's, like, discovering different characters, and ideally characters that are so different from the person you are to begin with.
That's true. That's true. We've come to the end. I want you to be able to, do you have a website? And could you give your handles on, like, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anything that you want people to say hi on?
Yes, of course. So, well, my family name's Bextor, so B-E-X-T-E-R, so Bextor Bryce. That's my, basically what you'll find, that's my addy on most social media. Think Facebook, Instagram, even Twitter. Yes, Bextor Bryce, that's how you'll find me.
Okay. And do you have a website?
It's in construction at the moment, I think, as well. And it's still as well. It's the BryceBextor.com, I think. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me, Sherry. You're such a lovely person. I'm really happy to talk to you year-round, and I'll come back, I hope.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. I want to hear more about other projects you do.
I'll let you know what happens on this side of the world, basically.
Cool. Thank you. And thank you for chatting with Sherry.
You're welcome.